welcome back. This is a Thousand Voices podcast where I talk about all things self-help, self-love, self-improvement, self-healing, self, all about the self. I believe you're born alone, you die alone. As much as we have community, we have friends, we have partners, at the end of the day, it boils down to you. So I am talking about emotional intelligence. This is chapter 6. As much as I spoke about doing this topic, I actually didn't realize I would enjoy it as much, because most of the information that I'm sharing, and again, I always talk about experience. I always talk about my own experience, my own opinions and research. And it's so interesting to know that emotional intelligence plays a very big role in our lives, whether we like it or not. And the next topic I'm going to talk about is empathy. I'm going to get personal on this one. I am an empath. And what that means is I feel other people's emotions. I'm not sure if that comes with... No, it doesn't come with self-awareness, but having self-awareness will help you know that you're an empath, and it will help you protect yourself from certain situations where you're surrounded by people feeling a certain way and then you catch on that. Not everyone is an empath, but I know most empaths suffer a lot because, especially if you're not aware that you are one, you feel what other people are feeling and then it kind of affects you. So this can be extremely, like, extreme negative feelings, you feel that, or extremely positive, you feel that. Most people would describe it as your sponge, you know, you sort of fill in based on what other people are feeling. But I call myself, because of the self-awareness ability, I suppose, being an empath, you also generate the emotion because you know that you can receive, so you'd rather give. So I always stick on the positive side of things. And if you know me, if you've been around me, you can attest to this. Like, there's always that good vibe going. And some people think it's like too much, or they think it's crazy, or it's like abnormal. And it's true, it's not normal, because most people struggle with being positive in this world that we're living in. But because I have applied emotional intelligence, you have to be positive, baby. You have to be positive. Because if you're not, shoo, you go down the trenches with the negative emotions. And that's not the life you want. You just want to continuously vibrate higher in order to experience higher experiences or beautiful experiences in life. So, back to today's topic. I am talking about empathy. And what empathy is, it's the ability to understand feelings and to share feelings with other people. This is a skill. So anybody can be empathic. Oh gosh, English. So there's empaths, people like me who feel. And then there's empathy, which is the ability to understand feelings, right? And share those feelings with other people. So some of the ways that can help you improve your empathy is active listening. If you always pay attention to what people say, listen to other people's point of views, or put yourself in their shoes, right? You will understand where they're coming from, or how they think a certain way, or how they're feeling a certain way, or their experiences. So this is the part where you become intelligent emotionally, because before you can react to whatever situation, right, put yourself into that person's shoe. Yes, I'm not saying don't react. People are allowed to react. We are humans at the end of the day. I mean, you can do the best that you can. You can practice emotional intelligence as much as you can. But at the end of the day, we are still humans, whether we like it or not. And for that reason, if you apply emotional intelligence, you always keep it in mind that people react and behave certain ways because they're driven by their emotions. ultimately, every decision that somebody makes comes from there. So if you improve your active listening, you know, you can listen closely, pay attention to what people are saying, and ask questions before you jump into conclusion, and also just try to get an understanding of where they're coming from. So try to understand other people's thoughts now and their feelings. So now, the power of just having empathy within your relationship, it will help you connect on a deeper level, because when you empathize with others, right, you create a sense of connection and understanding. When you empathize with others, you can solve conflicts because you kind of see everyone's perspective, so it makes it easier to come to the solution. You see now, that's the secret ingredient there. Then it will also help you be that person that provides support and understanding to whomever you are around. So now, empathy, as I explained, it kind of gives you the ability to sort of oversee situations. So for example, you walk into a room and then maybe your siblings are fighting. You can hear what the first person is saying, understand what the other person is saying, and then put yourself in, you know, both of their shoes. And then take time to immerse yourself in both point of views. Then meet in the halfway, for example. Yeah, this is just an example. Or you can apply empathy in so many ways. Like, I just feel like even our leaders, like world leaders or country leaders, most of them, right, if they practiced empathy, we wouldn't have war. We wouldn't have budgets being spent on ammunition rather than food and improving communities. Because if they had empathy, we wouldn't be even talking about, oh, there's war in this area or that area, because they will not approve those payments to go towards ammunition. They will not approve attacking or, you know, defense. They would rather write the whole thing of regulating the world. They will write that script from scratch. Where, and what I mean by this, and I'm sorry, I might be going off route, but what I mean is, if our world leaders or majority of the decision makers were showing empathy, they would put money towards people that are suffering. They would build homes. They would feed the less fortunate. They would improve community skills. They would establish a better way of living, because there is enough money to take care of everybody in the world. But those people that are in power, that sort of like hold the money to themselves, I just wish they were empathic, because then they would know that we can all have a beautiful life. We can all have a meaningful experience in life without fighting, without war, without hate, without discrimination, but just, you know, everybody having a roof over their head, food on their table, a loving family. I think I just got really deep because, you know, I'm talking about what I stand for. And I hope you join me on the next episode. I'll speak to you soon. And yeah. Oh, man. My feelings. Also my feelings. I'm feeling so well. I'm really feeling this one. All right. Next topic I will be talking about self-management. No, let's talk about social skills first. Yes. See you there.